Attracting more people into the home building sector is one of the biggest challenges faced by the industry. In a bid to try and address this, the Home Building Skills Partnership launched a major campaign called the Attract Campaign to try and bring more young people into the industry and promote the full spectrum of home building careers. In this episode, we speak to a parent of a house building apprentice, and we ask them how they felt about the sector, how they felt about perceptions of apprenticeships and the different career paths into the sector, and any advice that they would give to other parents whose children are looking at careers in house building.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hooper. I'm the customer service team leader for St Modwen Homes. I also have a son that is doing an apprenticeship with St Modwen Homes. I was quite pleased that he chose this industry, as I've worked in it now for 7 years. And I do see the progression paths that are available. And I just thought it was the right way for Tom. He didn't have a lot of ambition or a lot of drive before. So I thought, you know, being in this environment and knowing the people, I've seen lots of my colleagues go through the ranks from trainee to assistant site manager to project manager. So I'm fully aware of, you know, all of the opportunities that are available. And if you work hard, you get recognised. The opportunities are there. Tom wasn't a fan of school. We always knew that he wouldn't take the further education route. And it was a worry because he had absolutely no idea what he wanted to do. It was difficult to kind of try and guide him. So Tom was working with his dad, and you know, I was worried that he'd get stuck in that rut, earning the good money, not really going anywhere with it. So I was actively encouraging him to find a career path. And so I encouraged him then to email some house builders, just say, you know, are there any opportunities available for young people? And St Modwen was the one that replied to him. So Tom had his first interview in February 2020. He was successful and he joined the Lochin Parkland site team. A really great team for Tom. They're a great bunch of characters, which is what he really needed, because he is that kind of banterish kind of lad. And I think he needed that in his work. You know, he tried it at school and didn't get very far. The people that he's working with at the moment are just so good for him. They treat him as an adult and with respect. They don't just give him the, you know, the stuff that nobody else wants to do. They're giving him real good opportunities and he's learning so much. He's a different person. His motivation and his immaturity is just on another level now. You know, he gets up in the morning without, you know, me dragging him out of bed. He's happy to go to work. And, you know, he's just really, really enjoying it. And I think he's just proud to be part of a really good team. So surprisingly, the academic side's going reasonably well. He has 2 sessions a month online at the moment. He's doing the level 3 qualification in management and an MBQ level 4 in construction. He's getting the best of both worlds, really. He's getting that management experience and the construction experience. And it is equivalent to A-levels. So it is going to give him that opportunity and that pathway to get into university, which again, surprisingly, is the route that he now wants to go down. Like, we can't believe, and that is purely down to the people that are around him, inspiring him and encouraging him, influencing him to go in that direction, because he would never have thought of doing that before. But I think he sees the young people around him that have followed the same route, coming in as a trainee, doing all of these degrees and things, and he's seeing how well they're doing, and he just wants the same. Don't be disheartened if your child chooses the route of apprenticeship or alternative training. I think honestly it's the way forward nowadays. Like, my other children have done degrees at university, struggled. They're at a point now where they're not using those degrees, they just can't get jobs in those industries. So, you know, although it's nice to have a degree, there are other ways of getting it without, you know, the expense that comes with a degree and the hard slog of, you know, years and years of studying you know, there is this alternative route, and you get the training on site, you get to earn money, and you get all of this lovely experience from people that have done it. And I just think it's a great way for them to learn now, far better than spending all your days in classrooms. Tom's just 18 years old and already is making plans for the future, and he's in a position to do that. He's got a great career in front of him, with fantastic prospects. You know, he's already considering buying his first property. And for an 18-year-old, I think that's quite an achievement.